Hey, how y'all doing? My name's Shayna.
And I'm Jasmine.
And this is the It Girl Manifesto.
You know, back at it, another episode.
Another day, another dawn.
Oh.
I don't know where that came from.
Don't know, but I'm sure you guys are, like, comfortable hanging out with us now.
I sure hope so.
We're having fun in the studio,
so. This has been a blast in a glass for us.
I love that you say this every, like, few episodes. You say blast in a glass. I love this.
I got it from Jersey Shore. If you know me, you know me.
If you know Shayna, Jersey Shore, she will watch it every day.
I will. I just finished rewatching it again.
It's like the third time. I want you guys to know.
Yeah.
It truly is.
And I'm going to do it again.
And
it's going to do it for me every time.
Every time.
Anyways, that's not why we're here today.
That's not the point of this podcast. They like unsubscribe
from
this one conversation.
It's not the vibe. Stop!
All right. We are done like giving y'all all that. I'm so sorry. I'm not. I know that was entertaining for you.
I
hope you're getting settled. You're just like getting like your snacks.
I just want you to laugh with us.
Hanging out. It's fun.
I just want to make you giggle and laugh.
I kind of wish we could do like a live version of this.
Oh my God, I would love that.
But like I need it to be like a one-sided glass. Because like I want this to like still be raw. But like I
want you guys
to
be
just
here.
See it like as it's happening.
Because it's psychotic.
It's honestly so good. I wish you could see like the facial expressions.
Yeah.
We'll live stream it one day.
Yeah, maybe one day.
Oh, anyways.
Anyways.
Yeah, so, you know, we're just going to get into our positives and negatives for the week. And, you know, you guys know the drill by now.
Yeah, I sure hope so. I mean, it's been a couple weeks.
Like,
it's
now,
chapter
it
four. Like, come on now. Anyways, so yeah, let's start with our negatives this week.
Yeah.
Our negatives are that it got cold again.
Yeah, it is cold. We're just,
Girl.
It was so nice. Like,
there was
a little while where it was like 10 degrees out. It was so nice.
Okay.
I just wearing like a sweater.
We're like, all right, it's hot girl summertime. Okay. We're about to have some fun.
I'm like online shopping, looking for clothes.
Bro, I bought clothes.
No, literally. And like now here I am. I'm like, oh.
This is embarrassing. I've been fooled and flabbergasted.
Literally. But yeah, it's not too bad. Like, it's not very like negative,
yeah.
Which is good. That is good.
Yeah, no negatives this week. We're trying to be, like we said in a couple of episodes, like we don't like to be negative. We try really hard not to be.
We're just trying to keep it real.
Yeah,
that,
but
like
we want to be honest with you guys that some things do
some
bother us.
Just
bother
go
us.
On. Some things yeah. are just too much, but nothing really like that exciting or anything to worth
report,
whining over
yeah.
over the week.
So we just, you know, it cold, and as regular Canadians, we're gonna complain about it
every year. It
every
snows,
single
I'm gonna be like,
year.
Really, like this much snow? Like I'd be
every
amazed.
I'm like, damn.
Again?
You know those people that stand on their porch and just look?
No, that's
I'm that
me.
Person.
Literally.
I'm that person.
I'm like they're like drinking my coffee.
I'm
and
like,
I'm like,
huh.
Really?
Wow.
We here again?
Anyways.
Yeah. But yeah, and then like our positives for this week is just like our podcast is going really well actually.
Yeah,
so I feel like that is a positive.
Really. Yeah.
Love it.
You know,
I want you guys to understand the amount of work we put into this. Like
yeah.
we really will stay up at night and create content for this podcast like nobody's business.
Because this for us is like this for us we act as if it's our full-time job
and
like,
it is
emotionally
it
speaking
is.
I put my all into
I put
this.
My all into this I we're really hoping that we're able to make this like
continue
a
long-standing yeah.
podcast outside of school so
oh 100%
I know y'all are enjoying it so just keep sharing that
yeah
let's let
know.
Some funding come in and
Burr.
then you'll see us then
yeah.
you will see us I want to be on a billboard one day
oh,
I've always wanted
she's
that.
Oh ever since I've met her like the first one of the first couple things I remember
I was
about
like,
you
I
was
be
like,
a billboard.
Yeah
I was like I want to be
if
everywhere.
You know the billboard in Young and Dundas the one that was the Michael Kors ad for the longest time
that.
Jasmine I kid you not we'd be in the SLC and she'd be like I need to be on that billboard they should just put me on it and I was
no,
like
they should
okay
So somebody make it happen.
Period.
That's just all
yeah,
I want.
So.
That's just like an aside that you need to know. And that will be the positive of the entire season if you can make that happen.
No, we believe in you. But we're really happy with the way everything is going. And like, obviously, school is coming to a close.
Yeah.
You know, it's
we're having fun.
Getting a little bit nicer. But
it's
yeah.
cold.
It's
cold,
still cold,
but it's just like it's sunny. So it makes
yeah,
it
like
nicer.
We're, life is good. Like, there's nothing, like, we really don't want to complain. So we're just going to get
we
into
it. We just love
the
podcast. That's
oh,
it.
Yeah.
That
we're really happy to be here. We're really grateful. And, you know, grateful souls get more back to them. So I'm going to just be grateful and get what's mine, you know?
Yep. Get in your bag.
Purr.
All right. We're going to say our favorite part of the podcast. Let's get into the beef, into the
yep,
hamburger
let's get into
of
the, beef.
The podcast.
Purr. Okay.
Every week, us, because we never know what to say. We're like,
it's
the beef. Every time that's the first word out, we're like, let's get into the beef.
I'm a vegetarian.
She doesn't even eat beef. And we're talking about let's get into the beef.
Bro. That's
Let's
so
get
funny.
Into the beef. It's
For
too
no
good.
Reason. Any hoots. Why are you dying?
No.
Any hoots.
I'm sorry. It's giving Madea, no.
bro. I had to take my headphones off. Damn. Anyways, this week we're going to be talking about motivation and staying motivated. Like we said, yo, she's dying.
I am so sorry to you guys. I am so sorry. I am so
bro. So like I said, we're going to be talking about staying motivated. Stay motivated because...
I'm so sorry.
I can't look at him. I'm turning around.
Every time you guys think this podcast is staged, just remove that thought from you because this is so real right now.
Okay.
We're literally crying in the studio. I'm feeling like Drake in here.
I was just going to say. All right. So we're talking about motivation this week.
I'm so sorry.
We're talking about motivation this week. And the reason we're talking about motivation is because it's that time of year.
Semester and you need that boost. We know y'all need
that
boost.
We all do. I think we all do. But, yo, please, just have some, please, decorum. Yeah, we're all in need of some, you know, motivational tips and reminders. Yeah, reminders on how to, like, kind of just keep it together and, like,
just move
keep
forward.
Pushing. Yeah, yeah, like, you're so, especially with the semester coming to a close, like, we're so close. Yeah. Like, just.
It kind of gets to that point where, like, sometimes you're so unmotivated that you're like, you know what? I just don't need to do this. It's fine. Mm-hmm. And
we've all been there.
No, just do it. Just get all of those marks. It's like hard. Trust me, the two of us struggle. Sometimes we really are trying to justify it to each other. We're like, no, but it's fine. If we don't do it, like, it's okay.
Like, no, it's okay. But it's not okay.
It's not. And it is not. Like, motivation is like beyond like school. So if you're not in school right now or you're like out of school or not there yet, like, it's with everything. Like, just stay motivated with, like, your goals, and it gets hard. Like, sometimes, especially when what you're trying to accomplish just is not happening. Like, if you have, like, a small business or, like, a creative goal, and it's just not, it's taking a long time. Like, it's hard to stay motivated. So,
yeah,
this is for you. We're going to tell you how you can stay motivated.
And how we kind of are doing it. So, yeah, like she said, like, being motivated, it doesn't necessarily apply to just, like, jobs and school and stuff. Like, bro, being motivated when it comes to working out, eating healthy, like, spending time with friends and family, like,
yeah,
sometimes I don't feel motivated to see people.
Sometimes,
like,
I just want to hang out with my dog. That's
like
it.
Sometimes I'm like, yo, let me just stay in my bed, and I do. For real. But we're gonna talk
just
about,
like,
how we get past motivated,
how you stay motivated, all that.
So one of my biggest things, or I guess we both do this, is keeping track of the things we've accomplished and things that we've done throughout the years, throughout the months, even in the last couple of weeks, like, things that we've accomplished, and we go back to them and we're like, okay, I didn't think I could do it, but then I did it.
Especially those, like, smaller milestones.
Oh,
it's important to, like, remember those. Sometimes when you're super unmotivated, like, being able to say, like, I've done, like, this, like, enormous list of things.
Like I can
you're
do
able
it
to
again.
Say, like, I can do all of that, so I can definitely just, like, do this one thing, like, for one day.
So, like, for example, it'll be things like doing laundry, right? Like, for me, that's one of my
biggest... I am the worst person to ask about that.
No, like,
one thing about me, I will not do the laundry.
Like, I'll do my laundry, and then folding it is where I'm like, oh, girl. But I'm like, you already did the laundry, so you just gotta fold it. So, you know, things like that.
Take
just being
these
like,
lessons
I've been
from
there. Shana. My clothes has been folded before, so let me refold them.
You can do it
them.
Again, yeah. You can do it again.
You know, and knowing that you've done stuff already, even, like, creatively, right? Like, so, for example... I had, like, this video project I worked on. This was a while ago. I had this video project I worked on, and I was like, I did these really cool effects. I don't remember how to do it. And I was like, I'm not feeling like figuring it out again. And I was like, Shayna, you did it before.
You did it before. You could do
go
it again.
Go figure it out again.
Yeah.
And then learn it this time.
If you were tech support once, you could be tech support
exactly.
again.
Exactly. Come on,
y'all
call back.
Y'all were here from a few episodes ago. You
come
know.
Come on, call back.
Y'all know what's up with that.
Yeah. So that's one of our, like, go-to. That's kind of one of our more, like, consistent things that we do, like, as we go along. That's not something we, like, go back to. You know, it's not like a set thing, it's like kind of a continuous thing. And then some of the other things we do is, like, setting up, like, fallback plans, if that makes sense. You want to elaborate on that?
Kind of like, if you are working towards a goal and it's kind of like, well, you know, it's super far, like, making sure that you kind of give yourself a support system of the fact that, you know, you'll be able to do something else if it doesn't really work out the way that you want it to. Just making sure that you're gentle with yourself in that sense, that, like, just because you don't necessarily reach that end goal. I know a lot of time, like, for example, in our programs, a creative program, we'll be working towards, like, a project, and it's going how we want it to. Up until a certain point, we just realize, like, it's not really, like, feasible for, like, a time frame, or we're just not going that direction anymore. But, like, being able to adapt what you've done to still make sure that you reach that goal. And, like, that will help you stay motivated because you're not trying to, like, reach for something that's unattainable.
100%. 100%.
100%. I think, like, it's important.
I think just understanding that no matter, I don't know how to word it, but it's just, like, I don't know.
Just, like, honestly, like, what your goals are, sometimes certain goals are flexible. And understanding that your goals are flexible really helps you stay motivated because you don't necessarily need to, like, stress yourself out to the end point where you're burnt out over something where it's not worth it to go that far. You can still be motivated to complete a goal that essentially ends, gives you the same end product, but you're not, you know, stressing yourself out. And that is important to your motivation that, like, it's something that you can do. You're not forcing yourself to do something that you're not yet ready to do.
Yeah. And, like, honestly, that's just good practice. Like, it's a good habit to have to be, like, you know, things may not go right. Like, I feel like that's something that we've learned. So, for example, if you are a graphic designer or you work in Photoshop or anything like that, one of the main things they tell you is non-destructive editing, right? So that is kind of like a built-in contingency or a fallback plan where it's like, listen, you might work so hard on something, you might love it to the ends of the earth, but you hand it over to a client and they're like, yo, this is hideous. Delete. Yeah.
Like, I've had clients like that. Like, same. I will work for hours and hours, days and days on a project and I'm like, it's so good. And for me, like, essentially, I've done everything they asked for, like, the equivalent of a rubric, if you're you're not sure, like, exactly what we're talking about in terms of clients. It's like, you've hit every single point on that rubric, you've done it to what you believe to be the best of your ability, and you give it to the client, they're like, just, no.
This is not what I wanted. And it happens, and so, obviously, things like that can set you back, but when you have, like, those little things in place, kind of, like, as a like a fallback, and you're just like, okay, cool, it's fine.
You can just take, like, small steps back. You're not going all the way back to square one. You're able to kind of dismantle what you made a little bit and kind of build back off of that.
Yeah, and that's, like, kind of everything. Yeah, and so I feel like to some extent that can be applied to, like, every aspect of being a professional, being a creative. So yeah, that's a super, super important part of like keeping your motivation going is, like, not just leaving yourself high and dry when things go wrong once. You know what I mean?
And I feel like setting little goals for yourself that are along the way and for having like rewards for yourself is really fun. So I know, especially as the semester is ending, every year without fail, Shayna and I will be like, oh my goodness, we have this really big project. And a lot of projects have like check-in points, especially like for creatives. It'll be like, okay, get to a certain point and then you would present it or like promote it to someone.
Yeah.
And so often we'll say, okay, as long as we get to this point in the project, we've created all of this. Like, okay, we're going to go out for ice cream or we're going to go, you know, check out a new restaurant or something. Oh, and just 100%. Kind of having... not something huge, like you don't need to have a giant celebration for yourself. If it means, okay, if I finish my homework for the week by a certain day, that, you know, you take yourself to go, you know, buy a cute shirt that you want. Or you take yourself, you know, to get like some ice cream or whatever. Just kind of stuff like that. Or you just go for a walk or go somewhere that you haven't gone and check out a new art gallery. And, you know, that makes it really fun. Like, you stay motivated because you're like, look, if I get this I'm able to do something that's really fun that I've, you know, been waiting to do.
Yeah. And for me, like... my thing is, my sister's very strict about this, but she's like, you're only allowed to get tattoos when you've completed something or you've, like, hit a milestone, right? So, for me, at the end of the semester, I usually get, like, a pretty big tattoo.
Yeah.
And, fun fact, I actually have one booked for...
This girl always has one booked. Let's talk about it.
We're not going to talk about it. We're not going to talk about it.
Anytime I could text her, and she'd be like, I have one.
I literally got a tattoo yesterday.
They don't want me to talk. I left her alone for about 20 minutes. I was late 20 minutes once, and she was like, sorry, I'm getting a tattoo now.
Okay, it was her fault. She was late for 20 minutes, and 20 I was minutes. Near a tattoo shop. What was I gonna do?
No, it was not too get good. A tattoo. I was like, where are you?
And then I sent her a picture of me in the chair, and she's like, Shayna, please. This was years ago, though. A year ago.
It was a year ago. It's okay. Now she sets it as a goal.
Yeah. Now I use it as
an incentive.
Yeah. and it makes it that for me is like one of my things. Like, especially for like this semester, like semester type goals.
Yeah.
Like, at the end of those, that's
my usually at the end
thing.
Of semesters, I usually like to have like a big thing. Mm-hmm. I like for myself. So for me, it's usually like I'll dye my hair. Or, like,
yeah, she'll, get a she's the hair dye girl.
Oh, I will do my hair every time.
She will do her hair every time.
Every
she will
time.
Eat it up
every like
time.
Near the end of the semester, you will see my Pinterest starts getting real populated with hair colors. I'm like, what should I do? And it's always something like that. So like setting yourself like a big thing at the end. So if that's like you want to take yourself on a little weekend trip or, you know, go have like a big outing with your friends, get a new outfit for it or something. Just stuff like that because... you know, girls, let's get our nails done, hair done, get a new outfit.
I think this summer, one of the things we wanted to do is go on vacation because we've never, obviously because of COVID, all that stuff. But we're like, yo, we're 21. We haven't been on a vacation yet. Like,
it's time.
We deserve to, like, when my
we've
sister.
We've done a lot of work. I think we deserve
we
it.
We put our back into this program.
doing a lot. We're working, like, in and outside of the program, we have done a lot.
So we want to have our little Island Miguel moment, you know?
It is time. It is time.
Yeah, so those are some of the things that are keeping us motivated, because we're like, yes, we're planning a vacation. We're, you know, I'm planning to have another tattoo. Jasmine's going to dye her hair.
Yep.
She's going to get another piercing or whatever. So,
all the time.
So,
just like that. We just want to, like, check in with you guys. Like, you know, you can stay motivated. The semester's, almost done, but...
And then another thing, one more thing, just before we start to wrap it up. Because I think this helps a lot with motivation, continuous motivation, or maybe not motivation, but, like, discipline more so, is, like, having a really solid routine.
Yeah.
Like, a really solid routine.
Having a routine does help you stay motivated, because you're kind of like, okay, I need to do all this stuff today. Having a routine and having a to-do list.
Oh, my God.
I know every episode, somehow we talk about a to-do list, but when it comes to a to-do list, we will check it off.
Yo.
Because it just makes me feel, like, accountable to... I don't know what, the pen and paper, but...
I'm going to use a to-do list down, bro. When I tell you, we have a couple documents together, and we always have a to-do list in them. Like, nine times out of ten, there's going to be a to-do list somewhere.
There's always a to-do list. Like, I'll text her, I'll be like, okay, so this is what we're doing.
And then we have a list.
And there's always a list.
And I, like, not everybody loves to-do lists. Some people might not find that, like...
Some people use, like, a planner.
Yeah. I mean, I still use a planner, but, like...
But some people just, like, use a planner. Like, they have it on the actual day. But I find, like, to-do lists and make them, like...
It's gonna do it for me every time.
Attainable. Like, sometimes I just do a to-do list for the day or a to-do list for the week.
Oh, yeah. I don't do them for, like, super long periods of time.
I find when I have, like, a to-do list for the month where it's, like, I have these all these assignments, like, I honestly will just ignore that to-do list.
Oh,
100%. Because I'm just, like...
I'm bad. I do the same thing.
I'm, like, I'm just not going to do that.
When you keep things more, like, on a daily basis and more, like...
It's more rewarding when it's checked off, honestly. I feel like I did
something.
My
favorite thing at the end of the night is checking... At one point, I used to send pictures of my to-do list to my sister. When I would check them off, I'd be like, look what I did. And she'd be like, okay, cool. Shut up.
She's like, okay.
And what about
whatever.
It? I'm just kidding. She would never do that. But, you know, it's just nice to, like, check things off of a list.
Yeah.
And it does keep you motivated because you're like, all right, let me write this one for tomorrow. And I'm going to get it done for tomorrow. So...
Yeah, so... I don't know. Let us know what y'all think about your to-do list. What's your go-to way to give yourself a routine? How do you keep structure in your life?
Yeah, like, what are some things that keep you motivated? Is it hanging out with friends? Is it, you know, going to get your little iced coffee at the end of the day?
Your lashes done, nails done.
You know, are you a material girl?
Because we are.
We're material girls.
We are. I know you see the Instagram. We are.
Through and through.
We're going shopping after this.
We're actually going shopping after this.
We're
going
to go eat and we're going to go shopping.
Because it's our reward. Because
it's like a reward.
Bro, her eyes lit up.
It's like a reward.
The way her eyes lit up.
I want y'all to know why they're lighting up is because I'm thinking about a burrito.
Yo, we're so hungry. Oh my God.
When it comes to me, I'll eat a burrito. Every time.
She's going to eat a burrito down.
Every time I'm wishing, I said I want a burrito. It's either a burrito or a burger. Those will always hit the spot for me.
It's funny because I like burritos, my sister likes burgers, so I'm just like, she's just the middle ground between us. But
it really truly is.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, you want to finish us off a little affirmation and
like we'll I always do.
Hit the restaurants, I guess.
Yes, she also gonna hit the mic. Anyways, all right, I'm gonna close this out with our affirmation for the day. So it is: I am not pushed by my problems. I am led by my dreams.
Sounds good. That I believe in that.
Purr.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So, well, you guys will hear from us next week, I guess.
It's been fun. Have a good one. Take care. Bye.
Bye.